Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of Hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble Imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
While we are living in a world where there are certain languages that are considered as like very high-class languages, and there are some languages that are considered as like lower-class languages, unfortunately, that's not true. And I claim that being a linguist. Brother Liaqat, I did my master's in linguistics, and the first thing that was told to us by all teachers in the very first lecture was that the thing that you consider yourself, you are superior to someone just because you know English, is a wrong concept. Definitely. And just because those who do not know this language are someone inferior to you, that's again a wrong concept. So you have to rectify this thought. You have to rectify this thinking. And we as linguists were able to do that when we actually went through the phonology, the lexical, the morphology and other things, when we went into a language completely, different languages, and we saw how every language is actually beautiful.
Yes.
So our topic here today is communication barriers that the teens face. Yeah. Stage is all yours.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, there are many difficulties where the teen is going to face. Like stress, where they're not unable to manage stress.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, there are conflicts, they're not having motivation and so on, like lack of confidence, stage fear. Yeah. So over here, where in real life, example, where the teens are facing communication difficulties, like example, with regards to misunderstandings with parents,
all
or
right.
example, with regards to the language barrier, like they're not able to cope up with the language, they're not able, or they don't know a language, yeah? This is a language difficulty where they're gonna find like communicating to other people. Example, there's a miscommunication on social media, example.
Yeah.
And also, I would say like communication barriers with regards to stage fear, like, or like in Husseinia or in Imam Barga example, the teen is unable to communicate with other people. The teen is having this thing, okay, if I communicate, I'm gonna feel inferior, or
yeah.
I'm gonna feel
I'll get bullied, okay.
or maybe I'm gonna get judged by other people, you see. So these are all communication barriers or communication difficulties, I would say more, which inshallah we're gonna go one by one. So in this itself, like the example of language barriers,
yeah.
Where a teen is gonna face like communication difficulties. So this happens more in those teenagers who are non-native speakers, and also feel excluded in a group discussion.
All right.
And struggle to express themselves either in a classroom or even in the society. Example, a person comes from India or any other part of the country or any other part of the world to Iran, okay? And over here, it's completely Farsi. The Farsi language is over here, and the person is unable to communicate to other people. And I remember myself, like when I was in my initial days in Iran back in 2014, and I got into a bus and I just told him the place. It was just Maidune Imam, okay, the place name. And I don't know where it is. So the person, like the bus driver, was like, okay, get down. I was just nodding my head. I was like, I don't know what you're trying to say. And he was like, get down, in Farsi, of course. I was like, I don't know what you're saying. I was telling him in English, and he is unable to understand my English. And he was talking to me in Farsi. And he was like, so oh, get down. This is the place, in Farsi again. I was like, I am not understanding what you're trying to say. And it was kind of funny. And he was like, okay, this is my Dune Imam. I was like, oh, this is the place right. I have to get down. So you see, I was like, oh my God. I got into kind of stress. I was in a stressful right. situation. Yeah.
What he's trying to say. Yeah. So well, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about language difficulties or communication difficulties that teens face. Well, brother, you said like back in some, I would say some 10 years ago, you faced a language difficulty and that was really funny. Yeah. So yeah, I would say I personally also faced the same thing while entering Iran, basically, because you don't know Farsi when you're entering Iran. And then at the airport, I all my that superiority complex was broken into pieces because I felt like everything is in Farsi. And there's no English that's going to work here. Yep. There's no other thing that's going to work here. And I think that was a positive part of the Iranian culture.
Yeah,
keeping the language alive.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, in today's era, almost all the countries are being overpowered by the Western culture. And everything should happen only in English language example.
Yes.
I think that's a wrong
stereotype.
Notion.
Stereotype, yeah.
Of course, learning a language is important, I would say. Yeah, okay, learn the language, learn the international languages, which is good. And it is good for communicating with other countries or like it is also good for your career, isn't it? But that's not everything. Okay, if a person is not knowing this particular language, example.
Do not feel inferior.
Yeah, it's like it's okay. It's completely fine. Okay, you're still going to get job. You're still going to get married. You're still going to have children and everything else, like just like any other person.
And I would say the most important thing, if you as a teen feel like people are not prioritizing you just because you don't know a language, then you should actually erase those people from your circle because they are valid. They're valuing you because of something else.
Yeah, exactly. You are not being valued because of you.
Because of
your values.
Yeah.
You are being valued because of your language, unfortunately.
Yes.
So, which is a wrong thing. Anyway, so you know, in this case, because I was in madrasa, alhamdulillah, and the madrasa had Farsi, and they used to teach us Farsi. And I had this thing, like I was surrounded by the environment of Farsi, so I could learn very easily and quickly. So alhamdulillah, I could get through this communication difficulties, stress, I would say, very quickly, alhamdulillah. And you know, there's another place where teens face communication difficulties, and that is with regards to their parents.
All right.
Like a teenager feels that their parents don't understand their problems. Or the changes they are going through, leading to frustration, you know? Like
I guess that comes because of more than a language, that comes because of a generation gap. And when there's this generation gap, you don't have you also have this communication gap.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so, this communication gap should be resolved.
Yes. Yeah. And how do we do that? I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. Brother Liaquat is here with me in the studio and we're talking about communication difficulties that the teens face. First of all, dear teens, we discussed, hey, that if you are being judged, if you are being valued just because of a language or you're being devalued just because you don't know a language, then you have to relook at your circle. You have to rethink about it, and you have to reconsider who you are actually being with. So yeah, Brother Liaquat, what are the solutions now?
So example, in the family, when a teen misinterprets something, okay?
Yeah.
What his father has said or mother has said, okay? This is where the misunderstandings happen, even in wife and husband relationship, spouses,
yes.
Yeah? This thing happens like, okay, the husband has told something and the wife understands it the other way, okay?
Yeah.
The children, the teens understand it the other way. So this misinterpretation happens not just in family, between the friends and in society, like there's everywhere, yeah? So, which is very important. Or even like, in the family, while expressing emotions, even this thing happens. Like,
yeah.
I'm unable to express my emotion to my parents, example, okay?
Yeah.
So the first solution is using the I statement. The teen is going to say, I feel overwhelmed, example, when so-and-so thing happens. Or I feel overwhelmed when you speak to me in this manner, okay?
So say I.
Yeah, yeah, example.
Express yourself.
Example can help express emotions. You know, when a teen is facing this communication difficulty,
yeah.
When he says, okay, you know what, then this sense of confidence builds up
your
in
attention
in
as
him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You know, now I am communicating. This is very important for the teen to know that I am communicating.
Yeah.
So that's the reason they say, even from a psychological perspective as well, saying I helps over here, like to get rid of the communication gap or the communication difficulty which you are facing.
Yeah.
Because now you yourself know that you are communicating, you see?
Yeah.
Okay, so starting with I really helps a lot. And also scheduling regular family meetings to discuss any kind of issue or concern can definitely foster, I would say, understanding between both the parents and the teenagers. Example, okay, today I have told about my problem, okay? I feel overwhelmed when so-and-so thing happens. I feel overwhelmed when you talk to me about my numbers or
I
my marks.
I feel devalued when you're not actually...
Example, yeah. So
when you're
this
valuing
thing happens,
just English people or just who speak English or
exactly.
Who speak a particular language.
Uh-huh. So when this thing happens, the parent knows where the problem is and why is my teen unable to speak.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, you know, sometimes it is there in the person. I'm not able to speak. Over here, there's one beautiful thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in the Holy Quran, where he says, قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْأُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. I know that I'm not able to speak to other people, then make this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last part is very important. وَحْلُلْ أُغْدَةً بِاللِّسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Remove the hinder from my tongue.
Yes,
what is stopping
indeed.
Me from my tongue? So that people may understand my speech, inshallah.
Yes. Inshallah, that was a very important dua to conclude it with. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you,
dear listeners. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.